Yes, 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 yep, yep, indeed. It is another episode of the Bryant Land Show. No, I have not shut it down again this time. I had some technical difficulties, not included, one of which me being able to speak, as I'm having a little trouble getting out of the gate, stumbling out of the gate today. But you know what? We're here. We're back. Appreciate you guys sticking with me. Like I said, I had some technical difficulties last week, was not able to get a podcast out to y'all, but have no fear. This week you have a podcast, you are listening, and we're gonna get back on track. You know, I'm getting these things back out to y'all. You know, I was very bummed. Like I said, I had some technical issues, couldn't get the podcast out last week, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, man, I owe these people some podcasts, man. You know, it's like being delinquent, like being late, you know, on your bills or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If you will, just not getting the podcast out to y'all. So, you know, I like to be able to deliver when I say I'm going to deliver. So again, technical difficulties last week, this week we back on track. And you know, just going to get y'all caught up with some things that's been going on. Deer season has started here in Georgia. Started this past Saturday, was the opening weekend. Saw a lot of folks that was successful on opening day. You know, that's still one of the things that is on my list, like to be able to kill a deer on opening day. Have not been able to do it. Definitely attempted, didn't get a chance. Did see some deer on opening day Saturday afternoon. It was rainy down here in Georgia. But after the rain kind of like subsided, you know, there was some good deer movement on Saturday. Like I said, I see a few people connected on some nice bucks, connected on a couple of big freezer queens, if you will, some does. So people are getting out, having success, and quite frankly, I hope to be one of them pretty soon. Hope to be able to join them on the leaderboard, so to speak, getting deer down on the ground. Because I got to tell you, the freezer in the room back there, in the back room, the deep freezer is getting a little bit low. You know, a couple weeks ago for Labor Day, put the last pack of back straps on the grill. Those things were phenomenal, and I can't lie, I shed a tear because that was my last pack of straps, man. You know, when you get out here and you do this deer hunting thing, you know, one of the rewards for some people is the chief reward. For me, it's definitely one of the rewards is being able to eat, you know, back straps, sausage, cube steak. I got plenty of cube steak left. I got plenty of ground left, from the past season. I'd like to take that, make those deer burgers. I know you've seen it all over Instagram. I've made deer burgers. I make all kind of stuff with deer meat. But when that freezer gets low, and you start looking at the time and you check your watch and you're like, I got time today. You know what I mean? You want to get out there and get on them deer. So that's what I'm going to do. This year has been a little bit different for me. Have not done nearly the amount of prep work that I'd like to do in order to get ready for a deer season. As a matter of fact, I feel like I am so far behind, whether it's planting hood, food plot, getting feeders, getting stands, getting, you know, blinds and stuff set, not being able to be on schedule like I want to be. But man, I've had a hell of a summer. Okay. There's no two ways about it. I have a lot going on this summer, between work. I had surgery back in June to get some things situated, get some things straight, and I'm gonna clue y'all in on later. But You know, I'm doing fine. I'm great. Well, I'm not great. I'm doing fine. Maintaining, functioning, all that good stuff. But it just really set me back, man. Just hadn't really been able to get set up like I want to do all the things that I usually like to do to ensure me and to ensure some success for this deer season. But nevertheless, man, I'm not gonna worry about it too much. Like I said, last Saturday was opening day. I'm gonna get out. I'm gonna hunt. I'm gonna take my camera. Last year, I was able to kill three does. I didn't kill a buck. I'm okay with that. I'm very happy that of the three, those three does that I killed, I got all three on camera. And I had intended to share some of that footage with y'all by now, but you know, like I said, crazy summer behind on a lot of things, but I definitely got them. Got all three on camera. I'm very proud of that. Anybody that self films or solo films or records their hunts knows how hard it is to kill a deer. Number one, to do everything that is required to kill a deer with archery equipment, with a bow and an arrow or crossbow. I know some of y'all get uptight about including crossbow hunters with regular bow hunters or archers or whatever. But you know, we're, as Ice-T once said in the song, we're all in the same gang. You know, we are family, if you will, when it comes to crossbow hunters and bow hunters in general. But either way, my point, if you bow hunt, you know how hard it is to kill a deer bow hunting, number one. Then you add in the factor that, oh, dropped my little thing there, whatever. Add in the fact that now you're trying to get that kill on camera. I've always said you're basically killing the deer twice because you got to shoot them with the camera, get them in frame, get it set, make sure everything is everything. And then you got to kill them with the bow and get them on the ground. So, I mean, it's a double whammy. Hard thing to do. Obviously not impossible. There are people that do it way better than me, have killed way bigger deer, bigger bucks, better bucks, yada, yada, yada. But as for me and mine and me in this house, as the saying goes, I'm very happy. I made no apologies for the three does that I was able to kill last year. Like I said, got them all on camera. So I'll be releasing some of that footage on social media here in the near future, man. But again, excited. Deer season 2022. Looking forward to seeing what it brings. Hopefully I can finally get another buck on the ground. Would love to be able to put a nice Georgia buck or even a South Carolina buck on the ground. I got two tags in South Carolina, being an out of state guy. I got my unrestricted antler tag and I got my antlerless, aka doe tag. So I got two tags in South Carolina. Would love to fill those. Gonna try to get that done this year. As well as get a couple of does here in Georgia and hopefully that elusive Georgia buck for this deer season. Now, while I guess I started to say, well, now while y'all were gone, but you guys actually didn't go anywhere. While there were some things going on in between the last time that I released a podcast, and the current podcast that you're listening to, a couple of things happened. One of the things happened is I celebrated a birthday. I turned 45, the big 4-5, 4-5-Z. Always good, obviously, to see a birthday, right? Whether you are a big birthday partier, you have a big party or whatever. I did not. I had some people come through, celebrated with some very close friends and family. So that was really cool for me. I'm not really a big birthday celebration person. I'm more of a let's make sure we check these things off. You know, obviously you want to keep seeing them. You want to keep having birthdays, right? But For me, you know, like I said, as long as I see them, as long as I am able to check them off and you know, get another chance to try to get this thing right, you know, this life thing, try to get it right. You know, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm happy to see it. One thing I will say, though, mini tangent, okay? Mini AB3 tangent. It's a birthday, people. It's one day. It's not a birth month. It's not a birth week. It's not we're celebrating the birthday all month. Like, all no. If you look at the word and you break it down, it clearly says birthday. Not, you know, like I said, oh, I'm celebrating my birthday all month long. Okay, fine, whatever. But you have a birthday. Okay, it's not a birthday week. One day. You were born on one day. So that's what you're supposed to celebrate on. Now, I know some people will be like, oh, AB3, you can't tell people how to do it, blah, 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 blah. I can, yeah, got it. But what I'm telling you is, as a person that likes to try to help people and help people understand how things and the way things should work in this wonderful society of ours, it's a birthday. One day. That's it. Okay? Make the most of that day, and then you let it go, because the next day it's going to be somebody else's birthday. And we don't need you talking about your birthday and you celebrating all month long stepping on other people's birthdays. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know some people, that will make absolutely no sense. And you're like, well, what does that have to do with the outdoors? Nothing. It has nothing to do with the outdoors. That's why it's a tangent. And since it's my show, I get to go on tangents. But yeah, anyway, so that happened since the last podcast. Another thing that happened since the last podcast that I am very happy about, that I am very proud of, Bryantland Day. And now some of you may say, well, what in the world is Bryantland Day? Bryantland Day is 8 days before my birthday. My birthday is August 28th. Bryantland Day is August 20th. And that was the day that I officially put my concept into action, or made it, you know, actually made it a thing. It went from being something in my head to actually being something tangible, this whole Bryantland thing. And it's definitely morphed and shaped over the last 6 years. But this past 20th of August marks 6 years that this thing's been in existence. It started out with me just wanting to have a brand with my name on it, something that I own, something that I could be proud of. And it's morphed over that 6 years into just doing some really great things. I've definitely not done nowhere near or accomplished nowhere near where I wanted this whole thing to be in 6 years. But I can look back and say we've done, you know, we've done some really good things with the help of a lot of people. I've been able to tell some stories, open some doors, open some eyes to people and stories and experiences that otherwise would not have possibly seen the light of day. Or I may have, like, you know, opened the door for people to kind of sneak in, and then they blow up, you know, after, whether they recorded a video with me, whether they've been on a podcast, whether it be you know, just a traditional audio podcast, or now that we're doing video podcasts, which is available on the Bryantland channel, YouTube, by the way. But like I said, in 6 years, we've done a lot, man. We've been able to work with some really cool companies over the 6 years, not nearly as many as I would have liked. Probably squandered a couple of relationships, but, you know, that's how things go when you go through a rough patch in life. Sometimes you go through things and you do things that you can't really, you don't really, quote unquote, regret, but you can't take them back. But like I said, in the 6 years, we've done a lot. We've done some really good things. And I am hoping that to keep this thing going, you guys keep supporting it. you guys keep demanding the content. You know, is this content thing is you don't get any sleep. There's a lot of really, really great content content creators out right now. They're doing some really good things. So, you know, we gotta keep our content fresh. We gotta keep it relevant. We gotta keep it entertaining. We gotta keep content that you guys want to see, whether it's via the podcast, via videos, whatever, TikToks, all that stuff. Like, I never thought that I would be on TikTok. Okay, because I got no dances. I got nothing. Okay, so to watch this grow from just being on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and then now, you know, being on TikTok, because, you know, we got to reach the people. You know, we got, I feel we have a really great message, a important message, and we have a duty to the outdoor community to let people know what's going on and to let people know that there are really awesome folks out here doing stuff. Okay. And I told you guys, you know, when I first came back, the first podcast that I did when I came back, that, you know, I was going to kind of get out of the box of just hunting and, you know, expand some more in the outdoors. So I reached out to some folks looking to have some really great guests coming up to finish the year, hopefully finish the year strong. I mean, I've already had the Staples and Tents folks, Nikita Gordon, you know, Gotham Taxidermy, like just these folks that are out here doing, you know, wonderful things, doing great things in the outdoor community. Some of them have a direct tie into hunting. Some of them don't really have any ties into hunting, you know? But again, as the steward, the creator, the owner of Bryantland, I feel like, you know, it's my duty and my responsibility to bring great stories, bring great content to y'all. And simply put, that's what I'm going to try to do every time out. You know, that's going to be my goal, to knock that out every time out. So August 20th, 6 years for Bryantland as a brand. Very proud of that. I'm very happy of that. And hopefully there's 6 to 10, 15, 20 more. I don't know. We'll see how this thing goes, right? Now, next week, well, I shouldn't say next week. Next podcast, you know, because I told you guys every other week, but I want to make sure, you know, I show up for y'all. I want to make sure that I continue to give you the content that you have come to love and trust from the Bryantland brand. So the next podcast that I'm going to do, it will not have a guest. Like I said, I'm still lining up a couple of guests. Got a couple of topics that I want to tackle. One of those being, you know, folks losing their hunting lease. This time of the year, I know there are some people that are basically asked out, for lack of a better term, because they lost their hunting lease, whether it was to a timber company or a group or land ownership change, whatever the case is. So there's a couple of people that I've reached out to that I would love to get on the show to talk about that. Excuse me, there's a couple other gun tubers that I've reached out to. I just want to learn more about that culture. Especially with everything that's going on right in our society, everything that's going on around us. The gun tubers, I really think, are very interesting, and I've reached out to those folks, to a couple of folks, I should say, and hopefully they'll get back to me and I can get them on the show. Another thing, another little project that I got working, or I should say another, subject that I want to tackle and I'm trying to get a guest for, urban farming. There's a lot of farms popping up in big cities, you know, like down here in Georgia and Atlanta. There are folks that are, you know, keeping their farming going, whether it be in a little small plot in the big city. Obviously, you know, there's people in metro Atlanta that have some decent plots of land and they farm there. So that's something else that I find very intriguing. And I'm, you know, working to get, there's a couple of people that I want to talk to. I'm working on trying to get them on and bring that content to you. But the next time you hear from me, the next podcast that I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about the hunting industry. I got some things that I want to get off of my chest about the hunting industry. Some takes, some things that I think about it. Being a person that has worked in television, sports television, for over 20 years, I have a pretty good idea of how television works. And the way that television is done in the hunting industry is not unlike anything I've ever seen. So next podcast, I'm going to, you know, take a deep dive into the hunting industry and its inner workings, and just kind of talk about some things that I've seen in it that I like, things that I don't like, and things that I feel like that obviously should change. But until then, please like, subscribe, share, all of that stuff. Make sure you go to our social media channels, Official Bryantland on Instagram, Bryantland on Facebook, Official Bryantland on TikTok. Subscribe, watch these video podcasts. You might be listening to the podcast right now via, you know, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, whatever channels that you, or whatever platform that you use to get podcast in the audio version. But you can go to YouTube and watch the video version of our podcast. You get to see my beautiful face, my smiling face, in the place to be. 1212. You know, I keep telling y'all, man, if they ever let me in the studio, might drop some bars, might put out an album, Titanium, in 3 hours. If I ever put out an album, it's done. Shutting the whole thing down. Producers, get at me. I got these bars. But anyway, until that comes around, I'm gonna be back right here with y'all doing these podcasts. So make sure you come back to the Bryantland Show. Like I said, check it out on YouTube. Follow us on social media. The merchandise Bryantland Shop is going to be making a return pretty soon. So stay tuned for that. T-shirts, hoodies. It's almost hoodie season. Visors, hats, like you name it. The Bryantland Shop, the merchandising arm of Bryantland, is going to make a return here pretty soon. Please be on the lookout for that. Let folks know about it and come back next week. We'll have a brand new, fresh out the oven, great, awesome, stupendous, whatever words you want to use to describe it. But no, in all seriousness, once again, thank y'all for the support. Really appreciate y'all. God, I cannot talk. It's like when I get going, I get tongue-tied and I just keep messing up words. But I really appreciate y'all. Appreciate your patience. Thank you for your support. And come back next week for another episode of the Bryantland Show.